Hi, I'm Siobhan Sarna here with Karen Krishnan, and we have an announcement that Karen is going to be moving on to some other fantastic projects. This is the last particular Microbiome Labs presentation that he's going to do for us. A very limited time that the 15% off is still intact. We're working on getting a different coupon. It will not be 15%. I've already been told that. They love us. They want to continue to do something for us, but it won't be 15%. And I understand they've given us such a generous coupon for so long. So that's it on the Microbiome Labs. It's not going anywhere. It's still here because Karen co-founded it and it is going strong. And now, Karen, I would love to know what you're going to be up to. And then we'll dive into the gut-brain connection.
Yeah, you know, for me, Microbiome Labs is obviously born out of a need to disrupt a component of our world and industry, especially the probiotic space, and bring some new innovation and research to it. And of course, really start developing microbiome related tools to really help people. I feel like we did what we set out to do there. And then now it's in great hands with the people from Novozymes, and the majority of our Microbiome Labs team is still there. 95-98% of them are still there. And most of these people are people that I've handpicked over the years and worked with and developed. So they're doing a wonderful job. It gives us the comfort of moving on to other things. Being an entrepreneur and kind of a disruptor and an innovator, my goal is always to solve big problems. And the moment I feel a problem has been solved, then I need to move on to something else, right? So we're working on a number of things. I'm an investor in a number of companies and advisor to a lot of companies. But one of the key things we're working on, which I'm extremely excited about, is a company called EndoAxis. EndoAxis is really an AI-based technology. And what we really want to do is bring the power of computing and AI-based technology to be able to gain deeper understanding on what human pathologies and disruptions look like, what they are, and then, of course, how do you address them? And we're starting in the world of hormones. Hormone imbalance is a massive issue. It not only affects women who are perimenopause, menopausal, or postmenopausal, it affects people of much younger age as well, because we have all of these endocrine disruptors in our environment, and men are going through andropause and what I'm calling peri-andropause, which is early stage reduction in testosterone and a unhealthy accumulation of estrogen. And so there's a lot going on in the world of hormone imbalance that drives lots of disease conditions. And there's lots of good tests for it. The preeminent test for it is a test called the Dutch test. It's a dry urine analysis. Right. It's very comprehensive, right? It's like 17 pages of results. The biggest problem with it is that it's really hard, even for very well-trained doctors, to understand what all of it means, right? So Dutch has done a great job of having this array of clinical consultants who are doctors that specialize in hormones, but it's very limiting because it's 1 to 2 months to try to get in there and get the consultation done and then work through it. And then even then, figuring out what to do about the imbalance is really difficult. So what we've been able to do is we've been able to replicate the brain of the top hormone doctors in an AI. And we've now run 1,000 or so test reports, and we see that the AI is 100% on accurate. The AI can read what would take a really well-qualified physician 15, 20 minutes to figure out. It takes the AI about 4 seconds to figure out. And here's the other thing. We figured out through this process of really digging into this and going in the weeds, is that with women alone, there's almost 350 different pattern dysfunctions in hormones, right? So, and men, it's about 40, 45. Now, another proof that women are at least 4 or 5 times more complicated than men. We have this now biologically, this proof. But it's mind-numbing how complex it can be. But the AI is assisting us in a tremendous way. And then we now also have built in solutions for every one of those patterns. So it's really exciting. It starts with hormones. We're going to move on to other things like organic acids, stool testing, and all that. That's going to be imagined as an AI for each one of these things. And then a central AI that really takes all of the data and gives you a comprehensive view of the patient. We want to bring technology, we want to bring deeper understanding and use data science to really understand what's going on with people. And it's time to do it, right? Our world, we need to do it in our space.
You're the one. Okay, so update for those of you who've just joined us. Karen Krishnan is here. We're going to be talking about the mind-gut matrix and brain fog and the microbiome and how it infects your brain. But the announcement is also that today is the last one of this type of thing that Karen's going to be doing for us because he has moved on from the tremendous success of co-founding Microbiome Labs. It has been bought by Novozymes, the largest enzyme manufacturer in the world. And they wanted to play with the strains that Karen has been so successful with and wanted to really expand things, which is great. Karen did what he was set out to do. So he was just telling us about what he is now going to be taking on. Today is also the last day, probably for a couple of days, we will be able to offer you the 15% discount at Microbiome Lab. So make your move. If you haven't tried anything yet or you need to restock, please, I'm about to put the link in there. And Karen, we of course love you so much. You're not going away or out of my life or this community's life. We are going to have you back time and time again for all kinds of stuff. If someone wanted to get access to the Dutch test with that technology, how long are we having to wait? And, you know, how would we get the benefit of these projects that you're doing?
So, you know, my intention is to everything I'm doing in this space, I want to launch it through you as well, through SIBO SOS. So I think we're really looking at bringing this to market towards the end of October. And and I think one of the things we'll do is we'll make sure that it's available through your platform and to your group. And we'll have all the support people need to be able to run the test. You know, have the AI analyze the report, you know, explain exactly what pathologies are off, and then create the prioritization as to what you need to focus on in terms of fixing some of these dysfunctions, right? So, and we know probably a good percentage of people listening are highly affected by hormone dysfunction, and it becomes really confusing as to what to do about it, right? So we want to be able to alleviate that.
Okay. All right. So that's the update personally and professionally from Karen. And now let's dive into the ZenBiome Dual, which is the product that I know you're super excited about too, about helping our brain gut, the psychobiotic, which is a term not everyone has heard of. It's fairly new. What's going on with that? And I've got a question for you once we get started. Guys, if you have any questions, put them into the Q&A box. Please try to stay out of the chat, just simply also because that I don't have Clarissa right now. But in the chat, I did put the information on the coupon. And remember, that is going away permanently and shortly. So please take advantage of it. All right, Karen. Petunia says hi. She wants to know about the gut-brain matrix and connection.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, you know, people know that the gut brain and gut and the brain are connected. That's referred to as a gut brain axis. The simplest way to think about it is the brain is part and governs the central nervous system, which includes, of course, your spinal cord. But that central nervous system, which is your brain, your spinal cord goes into the digestive tract and is connected directly to another neurological system called the enteric nervous system. The enteric nervous system is a neurological system that covers your entire digestive tract. From top to bottom. And in fact, it's the second highest nerve endings in your body. It has more density in terms of nerve endings and complication than your spinal cord does. And in many ways, it's referred to as kind of the second brain or the other brain because it's that complicated and complex. And the microbes in your gut have full access to it. And the microbes utilize the enteric nervous system, and then that highway, the bidirectional highway between the enteric nervous system and your brain, as a way of communicating to the brain and creating responses in the brain based on what they want and what they need. The connection is through a nerve called the vagus nerve. Most people have heard about the vagus nerve and know that intimately connects the gut and the brain. But then there's other connections as well through the circulatory system. The gut and the gut microbes produce lots of compounds that end up in the brain, things like dopamine, serotonin, brain-derived neurotrophic factor, tryptophan, all of these things that are critically important for the brain to function. Your gut makes them and sends them up to the brain through the circulatory system or even through the lymphatic system. We also know that the immune system plays a very significant role in the brain and brain function. And as you may have heard, that the largest part of the immune system is in the gut. So what happens to the immune system in the gut has a significant influence on what's happening in the brain. So the gut and the brain are intimately connected. It's a bidirectional highway. The brain can also influence the gut, just as the gut influences the brain. So then what are psychobiotics? Well, psychobiotics are a class of microbes that are residents or function in the gut, but have a direct effect on the brain. Right. And a measured direct effect on the brain. And that's a really important component to it, because lots of bacteria can in many indirect ways have an influence on the brain. But psychobiotics specifically have an impact on functions in the brain. And those functions are specific to that psychobiotic. So the ZenBiome Dual is a very interesting combination of two psychobiotic strains. And there's a difference between them. They're both Bifidobacterium longum. One is called Bifidobacterium longum 1714. The other one is called Bifidobacterium longum 35624. The 35624 strain is probably one of the most well-studied probiotic strains, period. But it's certainly one of the most well-studied, the most well-studied probiotic strain for IBS. Right. Mm. So it's got over 80 published studies on just the strain alone. And as an IBS strain, the reason why it's an IBS strain and it's a psychobiotic is because IBS has been discovered to be a gut brain issue. It's not a primary gut issue. IBS is not based on what you eat. IBS is not, about a pathogen necessarily present. It's not a primary gut issue. It's a gut brain issue. It's a neurological issue. The overactivity of the peristaltic signaling and all that has to do with neurological inflammation in the enteric nervous system and to some degree in the central nervous system as well. The 1714 strain, which is the other strain that's in it, is primarily a central nervous system psychobiotic, where it works in the brain a lot, of course, from the gut, but it functions a lot in modulating things in the brain. Now, there's a reason why these two go together so well. So when you look at IBS patients, right, you see upwards of 70% of IBS patients have confirmed anxiety or depression, right? They go hand in hand, those conditions. Compare that to age match individuals who don't have IBS, it's less than 19%, right? So you're almost four times more likely to have anxiety or depression if you have IBS. Now, the reason for that is because they're both gut-brain issues. It's the same neurological inflammation. So here we have the most well-studied strain on IBS, and then we have the most well-studied strain on depression, anxiety, mood disorders. You've got this gut strain, this gut brain strain, and the brain gut strain. You put them together, you resolve that big, overlapping group of people that have both IBS and mood issues. So that's what's so unique about it. You won't find any of the strains in the world that are like this. Of course, 35624 is very unique, and so is 1714. Incredibly well studied, and then there's a really strong publication on combining them, showing that and the combination has an added benefit overall. So that's the short of the ZenBiome Dual.
Okay, here you guys. Thank you for that very much. I want to show you something. I just did a little Google PubMed type search, and just literally while you were talking, Karen, and here it is. The longum 1714 has been shown to reduce stress-related behaviors in preclinical studies, improve stress response and cognitive function in healthy volunteers. And they called it like a social stressor situation in resting state and in response to social stressors in healthy participants. Anyway, I'll let you guys look that up if you want to. But most importantly, get it in your body. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's what a great combination. I'm sure you were waiting for a long time to release this.
There were a number of contractual things and all we had to work through in order to be able to do that, because components of the strains have been licensed to other big players. But the social stressor is really interesting. Let me talk about that study for a second. And keep in mind, the 1714 strain has, I think, about 8 or 9 published clinical trials, a number of trials on sleep. So I think 2 published studies on sleep. It dramatically improves sleep, quality of sleep, latency, so the time it takes you to fall asleep, the number, the amount of deep sleep. And we're actually initiating a study with the Oura Ring right now, with the company Oura. And we're doing a real world evidence trial where we're taking, I think it's 400 subjects who are going to get Oura Rings, and then they're going to be measuring their sleep over a period of a few weeks. And then they'll start taking the ZenBiome product, and then they'll start measuring their sleep afterwards as well. And we've done it internally within the company, within MBL, because a lot of people have Oura Rings within MBL. And what we found is that a measurable improvement in things like latency and like how long it takes you to fall asleep and sleep efficiency and deep sleep and so on. So it's interesting to see that. And then we also have a number of published studies on anxiety, low mood, which is people who qualify through a depression survey. But let me talk about that social anxiety study, social component. So we did this study with a professor out of Germany called Professor Paul Enk. What's really interesting about it is they have this piece of equipment that in a very detailed manner measures brainwave activity, right? So your brain can be in either a high frequency wave or a low frequency wave, right? So the high frequency waves are things like beta waves. Now, those are really good if you're really focused and diligent and you're doing work, you're reading lots of papers, you're connecting the dots, and you're entrenched in work, right? You want to have expression of beta waves or high frequency waves. It makes you very poignant and high functioning. When you encounter stress, you don't want the high frequency wave. You want to be able to tap into low frequency waves, right? Like theta waves and so on. And the thing is, low frequency waves allow you to rationalize through the stressor, to relax about it, to not amplify the perception of the stress, and then kind of work through it in a reasonable way. If you turn on beta waves, high frequency waves, when you encounter a stressor, the impact of the stress is dramatically higher. And the perception of the stress is dramatically higher. And in fact, this is a big part of the benefit of meditation, right? Meditation, the practice of meditation, allows you or trains your brain to tap into low frequency waves when you need it, right? But it takes years of practice in meditation to get there, to quiet down the mind and be able to tap into these low frequency brain waves. So what we did with Paul, because he has this machine that can measure brainwaves very accurately, we took subjects, placebo-controlled, half of them got placebo, half of them got the 17-14 strain. And then what we did is we induced a social stress in these individuals. And then we measured what was happening in the brain when we induced the social stress. And we also measured things like cortisol. And then afterwards, we had them fill out their survey based on the perception of how intense the stress was. Basically, what we saw is in all the individuals that took the placebo, their brain activated the high frequency brainwave when they underwent social stress. It amplified the feeling of the stress. Inflammation went up because of it. And their perception of the stress was way higher than the ones on 17-14. And the vast majority of people on 17-14, as soon as they encountered the stressor, they turned on the low frequency brainwaves. And so they went into this kind of calm meditative state without ever having to have done meditation, purely from taking the strain for the previous 4 weeks, right? And then their inflammation was way lower and their perception of the stressor was significantly less, right? So wow. That's just an example. It's just such a phenomenal thing that a probiotic can essentially allow you to tap into brainwave activity that you weren't able to tap into before and mimic what takes, you know, maybe a decade's worth of meditation practice to figure out. You can do this in 4 weeks, right? That's how powerful microbes are.
Wow. Okay, Karen, people are asking, I just want to kind of absorb what you just said. That's incredible. How long to take it? So remember, my whole thing is I'm never going to stop taking probiotics because I'm not going out to my garden and pulling a potato from the earth and chopping it up. Mm-hmm. So even though the word re-inoculation isn't really the scientifically appropriate one, it's a concept that I like to discuss when asked this question. So what do you say to that? And then questions about how to take this.
Yeah. I mean, to me, it really depends on your life, your lifestyle, and how much stress and anxiety and all that you have, right? If you, let's say you're in a high stress job, high stress environment, family, friends, whatever it may be, you may need to take it every day ongoing, right? Because, and you will need it less as you go along, because you'll reach better balance and you'll be able to deal with stress much in a much more, you know, healthy way. I find that when I started taking it, and I'm not a stressed person to begin with, but there I have my moments, right? And so what I found is when I first started taking it, I took it for 2 or 3 months, and then I can use it now if I anticipate something's going to become a difficult, stressful situation, right? I dose up on it in order to help me get through that situation. That happened, you know, back in at the end of April, early April, when my dog of 13 years passed away, right? So she was sick, and we were trying all kinds of treatments and all that. She had numerous cancers and whatnot. Unfortunately, she was older. She was, you know, 14 almost. But knowing that that was coming, I started dosing up on it because my kids have always grown up with a dog, and you know, they were devastated about it. And so I wanted to be strong for them and you know, not be too vulnerable. And so I dosed up on it, and it absolutely helped me. I mean, the balance I felt, the ability to think about it in a rational way, you know, see the bright side of it, that, okay, she's not suffering anymore, all of those things became much more clear once I dosed up on it. Prior to starting dosing up on it, I was already starting to feel a little overwhelmed by the emotions of what is likely going to happen in the upcoming weeks, right? So that's just an example of how I use it, right? But I do know a lot of people that use it every day because their life is stressful, their work is stressful, the, you know, everything they surround themselves with is, and it becomes their ongoing help. Now, these strains won't colonize long-term in your gut. They get utilized by your dendritic cells, and your dendritic cells will digest them and then actually expose the unique components of them to your central nervous system, which is what brings all of the stress down and inflammation and so on, right? So they get utilized in your system. So it's good to maintain some level of these organisms within your system itself. So I would say, hey, take it ongoing. There's no risk for it. If you feel very balanced and life is kind of chill and okay, you probably can come off of it. If you feel things are getting stressful again and all that, you can get back on it. You know, there's no like, there's no rebound reactions or any of those kinds of things that you think about with medications and so on, right? It's your body will use it as you need it.
2 a day?
I believe that there's a bottle, is it a 60 caps?
It's 60, yeah.
Yeah, then it's 2 a day. Now you can take them both at the same time. Normally the directions will say 1 twice a day, but you can take them at the same time. Anytime during the day doesn't really matter. You could take them with food, which is perfectly fine. You don't have to get too specific about it. It's relatively easy to use. You don't have to refrigerate it. It's totally fine the way it is.
Okay. If someone's got pill fatigue, can we undo it and put it in food like applesauce or yogurt or something or whatever?
You can. I do that with my kids. It's not going to be as effective. There'll be a component of it that reduces effectiveness, but it's better than not taking it. I would absolutely try to take it as a capsule if you can.
All right. And two people want to enter the trials for the Aura Ring. Any way to get that? Or is it too late?
You know, that's a great question. We worked with a third party company that sets up these kind of real world evidence trials. It may not be too late. I don't know if they've completed recruitment yet or not. Siobhan, I think you've been connected with Lacey or people within her team.
Yeah.
I know Lacey's probably having a baby right now.
A baby right now. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So if she happens to not be having a baby, she's one of the key people that's kind of running that whole side of it. Okay. So
Would Lori know?
Lori could help. Yeah, Lori could certainly get in touch with the people that are handling things for Lacey while she's out.
Okay, so the two people who are interested in the Aura ring. Actually, while we're doing this, I'm going to email Lori and see if it's okay if I give out her email, because that way you don't have to go through our customer service thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Yes, we're talking about Zen Biome Dual. That's exactly right. And what about, could Zen Biome Dual also improve OCD symptoms?
That's a great question. We have not studied it in OCD, right? But any condition where neuroinflammation is involved, neurological inflammation, it can probably help. So I can't say specifically with OCD, and I think there's probably dopamine related issues and other things with OCD, so it may be beneficial. I know, for example, we're doing a study with it on COVID long haulers. And there are some key KOLs in our space that are using it with COVID long hauler. And the reason is because one of the mechanisms, a key mechanism that was discovered in long haul syndrome, is this mechanism that elevates neuroinflammation, in particular tryptophan dysfunction, right? So what's happening in long hauler syndrome, and why a lot of people have neurological symptoms, is because tryptophan in your central nervous system gets converted into quinolinic acid instead of serotonin and melatonin. Of course, serotonin and melatonin are good, and that's exactly what you want. But if it's getting converted into quinolinic acid, that's a neurotoxic compound. You get all this neuroinflammation, you get all the neurological symptomology. And so one of the things that's been shown is that these strains flip tryptophan metabolism back to serotonin and melatonin. And so it's being studied for COVID long haulers. So anything where you have inflammation in the neurons, I think it could be beneficial, but we haven't studied it in that.
That is really interesting. Okay. All right. Let's see. I don't want to get your hopes up about that study, guys. I don't want to dismiss that hope either, but Luann wants to see the bottle up close. You can also just go to the site. Mine has a little ink stamp on it. I don't know. I don't think this is doing you any justice here. So go to the site and look at the details. It'll have the ingredients and everything, but this is what it looks like, Leanne. Let's see, beneficial for a cancer patient who has gut issues due to ongoing treatment. Always talk to your provider before taking anything new on, especially in that situation. But what are your thoughts on that, Karen? And I'm so sorry, Linda, that's you.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think there's any danger, which is good first and foremost, right? There's probably no contraindication, any issue with that, with doing it. Will there be any benefit to the gut? If you have IBS like symptoms, and perhaps if you have a lot of like cramping and overactive bowels, it could help. If your doctor has said that, hey, you've now developed IBS because of whether it's the cancer or the cancer treatments or whatever it may be, then if it's IBS like symptoms, it should help with that. You know, but again, that's hard to say, and it's not going to cause any harm. So, it may be worth trying if you're really dealing and struggling with gut issues.
Is it available in the UK?
I don't think it is yet. No.
Okay. Watch for that. And then, let's see, any evidence or possibility of direct or indirectly impacting neurotransmitters? I'm not sure if you already addressed that. Any valid testing kit companies you'd recommend to see if there's any change one way or the other? One thing that I did want to just say about neurotransmitter testing is that there's some questionnaires out there that the people I've spoken to about this topic, they find the questionnaires to be cheaper and just as effective based on their clinical experience. So that's what I'm going to throw out to you all. Google neurotransmitter tests, I'm sure, on the internet. Thoughts on that?
I mean, we've seen in studies improvements in neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine, okay, right? So is it going to interfere with other neurotransmitters? I don't think so. What we do know is inflammation in the neurological system does interfere with the function of neurotransmitters. So it should at the least allow neurotransmitters to function better. You know, but we haven't done a specific neurotransmitter type of study. And I think, like you were saying, you know, I think some of those surveys can be highly effective for people to understand what the impact is on things like their neurotransmitters.
And let's see what else. Any distributors in Mexico City?
No, not yet. But We do have a couple of practitioners based in Mexico City who will probably have it very soon. If you're looking for it in Mexico City, you can reach out to me on Instagram and I can connect you with the practitioner that I talked to in Mexico City. She carries a lot of our products there. I know they've got big anti-aging clinics and whatnot. So they might have access to it now.
If you want to know about more neurotransmitter testing, what I would do is check out Trudy Scott's website. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she has some information there for you. Speaking of testing, remember, for those of you who joined late or just now, welcome. Kieran has moved on from Microbiome Labs, this incredible company that he co-founded. He's doing this session today with us as a favor. Today is also the last official session where we'll have the 15% off of the products at Microbiome Labs. We're working on something. I don't know if it'll work out, honestly. And we were told it definitely won't be 15% and that 15% is going away. So FYI, definitely stock up. And if anyone wants that stool test, the microbiome stool test from Microbiome Labs or the vaginal microbiome test, phenomenal. And you still get the 15% off there too. No interpretation is included. Like, I'm not an interpreter, I'm not a clinician, but I just wanted to make that aware. You could take it to a clinician and they could probably help you out. Is it a high or low histamine probiotic?
It's a no histamine probiotic. In fact, it's one of the, it's one of the only probiotics, in addition to the spores, that have been shown to be purely anti-inflammatory. One thing that's important is we started this training with people to get them to understand this question, right? And the question you should be asking before you take a probiotic is your probiotic silent? And what does that mean, actually, right? So a lot of work at University College Cork and the APC, which is a huge microbiome research institute, they've studied a number of probiotic strains. And what they're finding is that all of these probiotic strains that they're testing are generally inflammatory, meaning they elevate inflammation through numerous pathways. They elevate it through TH1, TH2, TH17. They do also elevate some of the anti-inflammatory pathways, but they're 3-to-1 inflammation versus anti-inflammatory. Now, many clinicians or maybe even people, you know, who have been in this situation have probably seen this, because there's a lot of clinicians that don't use probiotics for conditions that are inflammatory, like SIBO or like, you know, mast cell activation syndrome or histamine intolerance. This is probably why you're asking about it, right? Because if you're histamine intolerant, it means you're highly sensitive to increases in inflammation. You take a probiotic, it makes you feel worse. And that's because the vast majority of probiotics are very inflammatory in the system. Now, it's not a histamine issue. It's not that these, and that's the misnomer. It's not that these probiotics are coming in and producing a bunch of histamine. Right? What they're actually doing is they are stoking a TH17, TH1, TH2 inflammatory response, and that's making you feel worse, right? So knowing that, what you really need is a probiotic that is only anti-inflammatory. So it actually helps modulate your immune response. And this probiotic strain and the 35624 strain, both of the strains in the ZenBiome Dual have been proven to be only anti-inflammatory and not inflammatory. And same with the spores in Megaspore, they're only anti-inflammatory, right? So if you're histamine intolerant, if you're in a mast cell activation, if you have sensitivities, all of that stuff, be very cautious when you're taking probiotics. Ask the question to whoever makes a probiotic, is your probiotic silent? And if they don't know the answer, don't take it.
Okay. All right. Guys, please don't ask me any more about the sleep study because I don't have that information yet. So what if they reached out to Microbiome Labs customer service? Do you think they would be able to
connect? Yeah, I think they can absolutely direct them. I think if you make a call to the customer service and you ask them about the ZenBiome real world evidence trial, you could probably be directed in the right direction. Given I'm not there anymore, I don't have all the details of what's going on, where they are with it and so on. But I know it's a third party that's doing a lot of the recruitment, but it doesn't mean you can't sign up with a third party and say, hey, I'm willing to be part of this test, right? So absolutely reach out to a customer service. I think you can definitely do the info@microbiomelabs.com.
Okay.
That's one, but I think there's an 877 number.
Okay. It would be on the site, guys.
It's on the site. Yeah. If you just call the general number that's on the website, you'll get customer service. You'll get an actual live person.
Here's what I will do. I will tell Lori, who is our rep, I will tell her that this is coming. Like, prepare their customer service to answer these. Okay. Yeah. Moving on. Let's see, will it help mast cell? So you kind of just talked about that because that's, of course, so tightly associated with histamines.
Yeah. Now, there's another component of the mast cells that I think people need to understand. So one of the key reasons why people have mast cell activation syndrome is because mast cells, one of their key job is to monitor leakiness in the gut, right? So what tends to happen is your tight junctions that are sitting there in between your intestinal epithelial cells, those tight junctions and what happens to the tight junctions, there is a receptor on the bottom end of those epithelial cells that the mast cells pay attention to. Those receptors signal what's happening with the tight junctions. So anytime the tight junctions are dysfunctional, the mast cells get activated and come and sit there and they wait for something to break through and then they attack it, right? So they're trying to protect your barrier from leakiness. So if you've got a lot of leaky gut, then what's happening is you're getting lots of mast cells being activated and waiting there on the other side of your gut lining. And mast cells will throw Th17, IL-17, hypersensitivity type of immunological response at everything that's coming through, right? So now you've got this mast cell activation syndrome. Well, why are they activated in the first place, right? That's the part that people aren't really tackling. Based on the literature, to me, it's pretty clear that they're probably activated because your gut is very leaky. They're monitoring and detecting all of this tight junction damage that's going on. How do you repair that? Well, spores increase the expression of tight junction proteins and seal up the lining of the gut, right? Butyrate helps seal up the lining and reduce the inflammation that drives damage. So prebiotics, spore biotics, the Zen biome, the 3,5-6-2-4 will help reduce the neurological inflammation in the enteric nervous system, and also bring down the impact of LPS if LPS is leaking through. So mast cell people really need to pay attention to leakiness in the gut and the consequential inflammation that's going on.
Okay. We are not, just so you guys know, I'm going to last call. We are not talking about the Oura Ring sleep study right now. That is done by a third party. Reach out to the Microbiome Labs customer service. This is not, I'm so sorry. I know what that's like. I want to do that. I'm not involved with it whatsoever. Full disclosure. If you reach out to Microbiome Labs, I will reach out to my rep and tell them, hey, you're going to get a deluge of requests and hopefully they'll be able to give you the right information. What we are here to talk about, however, is this is the last time the 15% off is going to be available for everything at Microbiome Labs. So please don't hesitate to take advantage of this because it is a great time to stock up and maybe try something that you haven't tried before. I felt like this was so important that I literally asked Karen, even though he's not with the company anymore, because he's on to new adventures for hormone testing and the Dutch test and all of that and more, by the way, would he still come on and talk about this? So let's do a recap as we wrap up in about 5 minutes, Karen, of how this can help. David, definitely, you're welcome. Glad to have you here. Come on back next time. Recap for people who just joined a little bit later, what Zen Biome Dual, it's a mouthful, can do for them.
Yeah. Zen Biome Dual has two of the most well-studied strains of probiotics in general. But the first strain, Bifida longum 3,5-6-2-4, is the most well-studied strain in IBS. And then the second strain, Bifida longum 1714, is the most well-studied psychobiotic. Psychobiotic is a probiotic commensal bacterial strain that has a direct impact on brain and brain function, obviously in a favorable way. And then the 3,5-6-2-4 strain has a direct impact on your enteric nervous system and the gut-brain communication, which is why it works so well in IBS. Keep in mind that IBS is a gut brain issue. It's not a primary gut issue. It's a nerve system issue. And then of course, psychobiotics help with managing anxiety, depression, sleep, mood disorders, and so on, right? So you've got in this product, a combination of strains that deals with IBS and IBS-like symptoms in the gut, and also the associated mood disorders that are very frequently found in people with IBS, right? So I shared a statistic earlier that upwards of 70% of people with IBS have confirmed anxiety or depression or mood disorders, 70%, right? Compare that to non-IBS people of the same age group, it's less than 19%. So if you have IBS, you're almost four times more likely to have some sort of mood disorder or depression or anxiety or combination of the two. And that is because both IBS and anxiety, depression, mood disorders are all gut-brain issues. So these two strains take care of all of those gut-brain dysregulations, and they're very unique in that respect. And so it's a wonderful product to help deal with something that's highly prevalent in our society today. IBS is still the number one GI issue, right? That's identified that people have. And then there, between anxiety, depression, mood disorders, and so on, it affects roughly, 80 million US adults, almost one third of the population. So it's a really, really important thing to address. Because all of these conditions are neurologically inflammatory conditions, and it becomes really important to address it through these psychobiotics.
All right, psychobiotics, this is the term you're going to hear more and more about, cutting edge technology from Microbiome Labs. Grab it while we have the 15% off. Grab it while you can get the 15% off on the vaginal microbiome test, which I took to my doctor and I was like, hey, I think something's a little bit off. And she's like, oh, let me do our test. I'm like, okay. And then she's like, oh, look, the test was right. I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. And then also the stool testing is phenomenal that they have there. And so we won't be for interpretation or anything like that, but you could take it to a practitioner and really get some great support after that. All right, Karen, I want to say thank you. Thank you all so much for being here. We do have some other talks planned from other providers from Microbiome Labs. So we will be keeping you posted about that. So it's going to be a little bit more of a potpourri of speakers going forward. And I just want, Carla's asking, do you think that the GIFX test, which you all have, that's yours? That's yours.
Hers, right? Is Biome FX there. I think Carla's asking about GI Map, right?
GI Map. Well, can you just tell us about the microbiome test that you all have? Because I know that the lab that you use is phenomenal. And then we'll wrap up.
Yeah. It's very different technology, right? So you've got old school technology. Think of the old flip phones, and then you've got these new amazing smartphones. So the Biome FX is really based on smartphone-like technology. The other tests that still are prevalent are using like old flip phone technology. So there's a massive issue around accuracy. The technology they use is something called 16S, and then they use some PCR as well. PCR, the unfortunate thing about PCR in microbiome testing is it creates an artificial amplification of the genome or components of the genome of the microbe. So it looks like it's much higher in that population than it actually is. And then the test itself tends to be highly inaccurate because of that old school technology, right? So that technology they're using is like 20 years old, or even older than that. So it's time to move on. It's time to do more high resolution, much more accurate testing with high specificity. And that's what we use in the Biome FX. So you get a much better read. And we're looking at all these functional components of your microbiome. And that's a big difference. Just telling you randomly what organisms are high or low is meaningless, right? Because what are you going to do about it? Like, oh, this bacteria A is high. Okay, what does that mean, right? How does that impact my function or my symptoms? How do I go after that one bacteria that's high, right? And what does it mean to be high? We don't give you results like that. We tell you functionally what is not working well in your microbiome. For example, your microbiome produces too much ammonia, so reduce the amount of protein you take in. Your microbiome, you know, produces too much hydrogen sulfide, so you got to reduce sulfate-rich foods, because hydrogen sulfide is very inflammatory to your bowels. So that kind of functional testing, so that you can actually take action and do something that actually will help, you know, fix the microbiome dysfunction. So we just wanted to bring utility to tests. And we never wanted to get into the world of testing, but it just, again, anywhere we saw problems and things that just weren't helping people, weren't accurate, weren't being done right, that's where we jumped in and said, okay, we got to bring some sense to this, bring some technology and improve it. So that's what we did.
Fantastic. There is a stool. So that is the stool test. And does the Mega Pre powder dissolve better than the open capsules?
Yes, it's designed to dissolve a little bit better. And then of course, there's a flavor component to it, right? So it gives you a little bit more of an experience. The capsules have no flavor in it, so they'll taste kind of bland and powdery. It doesn't mean you can't use it that way if you're okay with it. And then there's a dairy-free capsule version. I don't think we have the dairy-free powder yet, if people are asking about dairy-free.
They are. Okay, let's throw some love into the chat or the Q&A or anywhere for Karen. Thanks a lot to Karen for all his wonderful explanations, lots of success in his new projects. Will, don't worry, he's not going anywhere in terms of like our love for him and being involved in my projects, because, you know, I mean, we're not breaking up.
So, we're not. Yes, we're shifting gears a little bit. Yeah. But hey, you know, if you ever want to know more about the microbiome and all that, I'm going to continuously be in the world of the microbiome, studying it and so on. But I'm also going to be shifting to solving other problems within our space, which I'll be very excited to come on and tell you guys about.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. So how can you find Karen? Instagram? He's on there all the time. Definitely. Mm-hmm. What's your handle on Instagram?
It's Kiran Biome, K-I-R-A-N B-I-O-M-E. That it's easier to get me now. Now that I'm done with my quote unquote day job, if you will, I've had more time to focus on Instagram and put out more information and engage more. So it's I'm having a lot of fun doing it. So.
Well, good. All right. Well, we continue to send you great vibes and good luck. And I'll be in touch. So thank you, Kiran. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Love you. Love you, love Bye-bye. You. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, everyone, that's a wrap. Thanks for being here, and take advantage of that 15% off while we have it. I actually wrote Lori that rep during this time because I forgot how long we have it for. It's just a couple of days. We will send out the replay for what we just talked about, hopefully tonight, if not tomorrow at the latest. And it's really a good idea to stock up while we can do that for you. So wish you all the best. Thanks for being here. And we've got a lot more coming down the pike as we approach the second half of the year. So keep opening those emails. I really appreciate you all. Thanks. Bye, everybody. Thank you.